With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Gregory MacDonald agrees he has taken a risk by abandoning his hero, Fletch, to write a series of books called, collectively, Time Squared. The 9 Fletch mysteries about a wily investigative reporter have sold millions of copies, and Chevy Chase played Fletch on the screen.
My name is Irwin Fletcher. I'm an investigative reporter for a Los Angeles paper. You probably read my stuff under the byline of Jane Doe. What the hey, it's better than Irwin. The last 3 weeks, I've been loitering around the beach, trying to pass for an amiable minor league junkie.
The Fletch novel is over. To do more on it would be to do less. To add would be to subtract it.
Well, that's what Arthur Conan Doyle said about his hero, and he brought him back.
Well, I don't think I will.
But Gregory MacDonald says, however, the original Fletch books are returning in new editions.
Killing Company in Boston is bringing them out as 3 hardback trilogies, each with an introduction by me, because we want people to begin seeing the Fletch Chronicle as one big book.
And in doing so, MacDonald says, the reader will notice Fletch's growth.
The series itself has a beginning, a middle, and end, recurring characters, enlarging themes. In fact, a clue to one mystery in one book is in another book.
Gregory MacDonald has made an attempt at serious fiction in the first of his new series of books, A World Too Wide. It's about a jazz musician and composer and his various friends and acquaintances who show up for a wedding party at the musician's Tennessee farm.
I'm nervous about this. This is a risk. I hope that A World Too Wide has enough of a sale in the readership so that the publisher can continue publishing the next 3 with confidence that he's not going to go broke doing so.
A World Too Wide by Gregory MacDonald was published by Hill & Company of Boston. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The man who created the Fletch mystery series, Gregory MacDonald, has written the first in what will be 4 novels called, collectively, Time Squared.
World Too Wide is the 4th book of a quartet of books. I guess the proper word is tetralogy. But it is being published first because it is the most contemporary, and I know the critics are going to hit me because it looks conclusive.
A product of New England, Gregory MacDonald is now a resident of Giles County, Tennessee, where he sets A World Too Wide. The novel, which is a departure from MacDonald's mysteries, studies the lives of a group of people who head to a wedding party. MacDonald admits his new effort is a risk, and he says that it was no accident that it was published by a tiny publishing house in Boston.
The entire modus of the big commercial publishing houses these days is to go for the 5 week bang, then, you know, not support the book, not carry on with it. If you think I'm being critical of your big commercial publishers, the answer is yes, I am.
As an example of big publisher mentality, MacDonald cites his 13-year effort to sell a book called Safekeeping, about the misadventures of an 8-year-old boy in New York.
I had more than one publisher very apologetically take me to very posh lunches and say, well, you know, Greg, we're not really in the business of publishing literature.
But in 1987, for a mere $10 advance, Penciler Books finally bought Safekeeping, which is now a Del Laurel paperback.
And it came out to absolutely stunning reviews. Unbelievable. I mean, they even knocked my head off.
Hill & Company published Gregory MacDonald's latest book, A World Too Wide, and is reissuing the 9 Fletch mystery books in 3 hardcover editions. Chevy Chase played Fletch in the movies.
Who are you?
I'm Irwin Fletcher, and I write a newspaper column under the name of Jane Doe. It's not the food section, Gail.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.